This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The government today approved the supply of fortified rice to reduce anemia and micronutrient deficiency. Addressing a press briefing on cabinet decisions in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said, this is a step towards inclusive development, ensuring nutrition security. He said the total financial implication of the scheme will be over 17,000 crore rupees. The Union Cabinet has also approved the development of National Maritime Heritage Complex, NMHC, at Lothal, Gujarat. Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said that the proposal aims to showcase India's rich and diverse maritime heritage. He said it will be the world's greatest maritime complex once it is fully developed. In order to ensure connectivity and easy travel in the border areas of Rajasthan and Punjab, the Union Cabinet has approved construction of 2,280-kilometer roads in these regions. The Union Minister said that this decision will have a major impact on the road and telecom connectivity and facilities of water supply, health and education. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of various development projects in Maharashtra worth over 7,600 crore rupees through video conferencing. Speaking on the launch of these projects, Prime Minister said that various developmental projects across major sectors have been launched and completed in Maharashtra in the last few years. He added that Maharashtra has never witnessed such speedy development in its history. Prime Minister said that the central government has fulfilled the long-lived dream of the Marathi Manus by conferring the status of classical language to Marathi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from tomorrow. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Jaideep Mazumdar, said during the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and the 19th East Asia Summit. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a seven-day state visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi from this Sunday. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations Damu Ravi said, India is looking at a stronger partnership with Africa. He said the visit is coming at a time when the African Union has become a prominent member of the G20 during India's presidency last year. Mr. Ravi said, the partnership with Africa is very important and critical for our own growth and for the growth of the Global South. He informed that the economic partnership between India and Africa is growing and the bilateral trade is almost $100 billion annually. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.50% for the 10th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility, SDF rate, remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility, MSF rate, and the bank rate at 6.75%. Scientists David Baker, John Jumper and Demis Hassabis have won the 2024 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for breakthroughs in predicting and designing the structure of proteins. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences today announced half of the prize to David Baker for computational protein design and the other half jointly to John Jumper and Demis Hassabis for protein structure prediction. The Indian women's team made history by securing a bronze medal at the Asian Table Tennis Championships in Astana, Kazakhstan. This is country's first ever medal in the women's team category. Meanwhile, the Indian men's team entered the semi-final with a 3-1 win over Kazakhstan. This victory secured the men's team at least a bronze, as both the losing semi-finalists will be awarded bronze medals. In men's cricket, the second match of the three-match series between India and Bangladesh is underway in New Delhi. Opting to bat first, India were 17 for no loss in 1.5 overs a short while ago. Surya Kumar Yadav, led India, is leading the series 1-0. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India will face Sri Lanka in their third Group A match this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.